a little bit nervous about the whole thing. Obviously, there's nothing I can do about the playing side of things. That's down to Chris and the manager, the manager Chris Todd. But organisational-wise, logistics-wise, it's been a massive task to get this ready for a 5,000 sellout crowd, particularly with it falling, you know, over the Christmas and New Year period when a lot of our service providers are out of action. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but here we are. We're ready for the challenge.
Financially, what's it worth to you?
Not the great big money that people think it is. Getting to the third round as a non-league team normally means that people are earning seven-figure rewards for that. But we're at home. Obviously, we've got limited capacity here. We're not live on TV. So I don't even think it will be a six-figure reward, let alone a seven-figure reward, because there's additional costs in stewarding, road closures, additional facilities we need to put on. So we'll benefit more from the exposure than we will financially.
So here you are, the last non-league club in the FA Cup. Did you ever imagine you'd get this far?
We pushed the boundaries last year, making it to the second round in the first time in the club's history. So, yeah, it wasn't beyond our beliefs. But to be the last man standing from the non-league, it's the first time in about 40 years that there's only been one non-league club left in the third round. That's really pleasing and just shows how far the club has come, yeah. So, I mean, it's always a surprise, I suppose, to be in with all the big boys going to the draw with the Premier League lads. But, it's just great to be here. But just a mark of how the club has progressed, really.
Bolton, bottom of the Championship, not playing particularly well. Does that give you hope for the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, when we saw Bolton come out of the draw, you think, oh, Championship team, and then you think a little bit further down the line and you look at they've not had the greatest run of results. They've got their own reported troubles, you know, off the field, and I suppose it's probably the best time ever to be playing a Bolton Wanderers team. But what you've got to look at is they're four times winners of the FA Cup, club with massive pedigree in history, and we've got to give them the respect they will deserve in command. They'll be very professional. They'll come in here to do a job, and at the end of the day, even if they put their reserves out, you know, they're a Championship reserve team if they put them out. But I'm sure they'll be taking it very seriously, and it will give us a fantastic game.